Hi, this is a dictation for Andrew Himes, A-N-D-R-E-W-H-I-M-E-S. Andrew Himes, the date of birth 7/29/64, date of accident 5/9/2022, and date of service is 8/26/2022. Mr. Andrew Himes is here for a follow-up evaluation. Allegedly, he was involved in an automobile accident. And he was T-boned on the driver's side of his car, and he was a restrained driver of his car. Apparently, he had injury to his head with the headaches, especially to the left temple, associated with dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, loss of concentration, erectile dysfunction, and blurred vision, spots in the vision at the beginning of the time, as well as history of pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and the left shoulder. Currently, the patient continues to have all of these symptoms, including headaches, and neck pain, and lower back pain, and left shoulder pain, and the right knee pain. They're varying from 8 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient report that currently his pain is worsened, and his depression has worsened. He's quite irritable, according to his wife. He's snapping a lot, and he's undergoing a severe panic when he drives or rides a car. His extreme paranoia, described by his wife. He's doing physical therapy 2 times a week. He has not done acupuncture, but he would like to try that. Currently, he reports that he's planning to go to Pennsylvania for a short business family-related issues. Patient informs that he's recovered 30%. ADLs that are reported by him and affected are general activity, walking ability, work, and enjoyment of life, which is 10 out of 10. While sleep is affected, 9. Mood and relationship with other people are affected, 8. In the system review, neurology and psych patient reports that he's suffering from severe headaches, mostly the left temple, and they are still associated with increasing dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, anxiety, depression, panic. However, patient denies any blackout, seizures, any loss of memory. He denies any confusion and disorientation. In the area of pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in the right knee, left shoulder, neck, and lower back, as well as stiffness in the left shoulder, neck stiffness, and lower back stiffness. There is associated with limited range of motion and pins and needles, especially in the right leg posteriorly in F1 dermatome fashion. The GI patient reports nausea and constipation, but there is no vomiting, diarrhea, no digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is asthma, trouble breathing, shortness of breath, and there is no chest pain, coughing. In the last 30 days, patient reports that his pain has worsened, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or any weight loss or any other new trauma. The current pain medications remain Tylenol with codeine, substance abuse. Patient reports using marijuana and prescribed medications. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen and physical examination. Is as follows: blood pressure is 158/101, pulse is 87. Pulse ox is 99. And rest of the physical examinations from previous visit of 7/22/2022, dictation number 0722-093. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is as follows. The patient has been advised that if he is going for a longer than 30 days for Pennsylvania visit, he should try to find physical therapy, acupuncture, and chiropractic services there. In addition, we need to do home exercises. He has been advised about yoga exercises. He has not started seeing neuropsych, and he has been advised. His blood pressure usually remains high. He has been advised about to see his primary care physician. He has been provided a referral for neuropsych and a CT scan for cervical spine and lumbar spine, since an MRI cannot be done on him. Discussion has been provided for neurology workup with Dr. N. Verma, and he will continue on Celebrex, 200 milligrams twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Tizanidine 4 milligrams twice a day for muscle relaxation, Lyrica 50 milligrams twice a day for nerve pain and headaches, Acifex 20 milligrams twice a day for stomach protection, the Votrin gel and lidocaine patch for topical pain relief, Imitrex is provided for severe headaches. In addition, Krishna has provided a prescription for Tylenol with codeine number 4 and Ferricet 1 or 2 every 6 hours ER in 50 tablets. 50 tablets Tylenol with codeine for pain relief, and also Imitrex has been provided to him for severe pain. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time. So far, the patient is doing his physical therapy, which has been ordered at 3 times per week, with traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie program, as well as disability has been ordered for work, housework, and transportation has been added also. Thank you.